hand-drawn lettering on all the packaging, plus all the illustrations. It's kind of a graphic designer's dream, like, all of this packaging. It's just
But
really
it's also just
fun.
Illustration, though. Like, you,
yeah.
As a designer, a graphic designer, you wouldn't even really touch it.
Just, no, like, I know. Well, I mean, I imagine they hire illustrators that have that graphic designer, you know, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, not purely graphic, not purely illustrative. But, yeah, I love this. This is a great one.
Yeah, and there's so many things to know about making package design work and be actually viable, and not, because, like, everyone's so litigious that they bend over backwards to just do everything they can to not get sued. So then there's all sorts of silly, like, clarifying statements
legalese
and stuff all over the packaging.
Yeah.
And
this is the size of the cookie you will be getting, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that stuff. Yeah, enlarge to show detail. And then there's, like, natural flavor with other natural flavor, whatever that's supposed
all
to mean.
All of that.
But
clients,
apparently that
the worst.
Means something to lawyers, and it protects them and all that
lawyers,
stuff.
Lawyers, the worst. We just want to make something cool that people will actually buy, not this
I know, and they
law.
Don't let us they don't let us overlap characters over the logo, because then that
I
would
know,
infringe on
never.
The trademark and whatnot. But, you know, the 90s, someone brought up the 90s. Like, that seemed like a lot looser, and the design trends at the time were all about, like, dimension and shadows and gradients and everything, and now everything's flat. And
I know.
Which
I
is
do
ironic
think
to say after being like, "Oh, Fishwife is cool."
I know, but I do think with, like, you know, the trend towards having, you know, like, Fishwife or, like, just some more of that maximalist design that's, like, coming back, and I see a return of the drop shadows and the gradients and the colors. I think those are certainly
it felt
making
like,
a comeback.
It felt like almost 10 years of, like, the hot thing being those, like, monochromatic.
It really
packages.
Did. Yeah, it certainly did. I'm very much happy to have a new trend of something else. Like, we all get sick of things after a while.
Well, now it's all about funky fonts. Everyone's got to have fonts that look like they're wearing bell bottoms or something, where they all kind of go in different directions, and there's all the curves and everything going on. So
I like that. I like a funky. I mean, I don't know if you. I listed this, but, like, all of the packaging design for, like, Burger King. I know I've mentioned them a lot. That it just. It feels like dripping cheese all over the font, and it's just fun. It's just like you want to eat it, so I like
that.
You want to take a bite right out of that R.
right. It's definitely good for nerdy typography geeks.
Yes, and the non-typographers feel that way as well. Like, as they're looking at it, and they're like, "This feels juicy. I want that."
Well, yeah, that's what we're trying to convey
exactly.
with the designs, right?
That's
we're trying
our
to
job.
There's appetite appeal, and there's all the marketing stuff that we're trying to jam into it and make it work all together at once.
Exactly. Make them hungry. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Of course. Thanks.
If you can't tell, David, I'm starving. I don't know. I'm going to start eating fonts. That's how hungry I am.
You have one more call here.
Oh, great. Okay. Let's take another call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you tonight? It's Peter from Saranac Lake, New York.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show.
I was driving back from the store, and I heard you talking about Art Deco food labels.
Yes, do you have an Art Deco food label? We were talking about Art Nouveau, but I'll take an Art Deco food label.
I'm a lifer in the wine business.
Oh, okay. Wine labels are... I could do a whole separate show on wine labels, but yes.
Oh, well...
You can talk about wine labels here. That's fine, too.
You could look up Van Duzer, VAN DUZER, Pinot Noir.
Okay.
It's from Oregon, and that's pretty...
Oh, you're totally right. That is, like, an Art Nouveau beautiful label. I should have guessed that, like, if we're going to go Art Nouveau, there would be some wine, of course, because it's really illustrative and beautiful.
And the other one, it's not quite the same... Mary Edwards, Mary, like in Merry Christmas Edwards.
Okay.
She's a highly respected winemaker in Sonoma Valley in California.
Oh, does it have these, like, kind of dancing ladies on the edge?
That's it.
That's nice. And you know what? This, I would say, the font is certainly inspired by more of, like, an Art Deco. You know, it's got that very round O and the E and the R have that, like, lower, you know, when they put the counter for the E, it's either up high or down low. That kind of is an easy guess that it's going to be, it's Art Deco, you know.
Hey, are you ever going to do a show about extinct fonts?
Extinct fonts. That's not a bad idea. We could definitely do it, a show about extinct fonts. But this is my last show of the summer schedule.
Oh, cry.
But maybe I'll do some fill-ins and I'll add an extinct font show. That's not a bad idea.
Well, thanks a lot. I've enjoyed listening to you, so be well.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much for calling in. Do we have time for one more call?
We have a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay, I think we take one more call if they're here.
This one.
Oh, there might not be a call. That's totally fine. Well, Micah's here. Micah hates when I ask him questions, but it's my last show, Micah. What is your favorite food packaging design?
My favorite food packaging?
Food packaging design. Yeah. It could be wine. It could be anything. Or something you hate. You're like, I never buy that because the food packaging looks so
Ritz
bad.
Ritz crackers.
You love Ritz crackers or you hate Ritz crackers?
No, the design.
What do you love about Ritz
it's
crackers?
Red.
Do you only eat red food? Red food packaging?
No, but
I'm pulling it up so
red,
we can look at
it's
it.
It's red for a reason because it makes you want
to. It draws you to it. Yeah, I think that's a great one because I like that Ritz crackers. It's got a cracker in the logo. It's got a circle behind it, and it's really fun. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's extremely manipulative packaging.
That's design. All packaging though. Extremely manipulative.
Well, Ritz is like it's the precedent. It's the first of its kind, I think. It did that before the others did.
I agree. Yeah. And also, I think that there has been studies that red and yellow are like the most appetizing, which is why McDonald's uses it and there's, you know, a lot of iterations on red and yellow. Well, okay, I got to wrap it up. Thank you all so much for this wonderful summer, for this summer schedule. Really excited for all the fun conversations we had. And you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you.
Supreme field, rebellion has lessened your stay. You got the solution of your evolution. Self-assertion has shown you the way. You live for the dollar, can't hear the true collar, and Jezebel is playing your tune. You're cold as ice, cause you're caught in the vice, awaiting the howl of the moon. The day, the keeper of your secrets, and the peace beside the bay, the ticket to the future, the eyes of each sunset, the travel friend of paradise, Romeo or Juliet, the smell of each new morning, the rest of a lonely night, the pillow for the leaf, the courage for the fight, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
place to go. And everywhere you end up, you act just like you know. You got it all together, the guru aggress. While all along you cry inside for the happiness. Yeah, 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 yeah. Chateau Egoness. You won't call me elder teacher, only acquaintance. And sometimes I'm your brother, or maybe even friend. But always on your own time, your blind mask of convenience. Yeah, 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 yeah. Secrets and the peace beside the bay. The ticket to the future, the eyes of each sunset. The travel friend of paradise, Romeo or Juliet. The smell of each new morning, the rest of a lonely night. The pillow for the leaf, the courage for the fight.
Good evening, Starseed. This is Micah with the music of Mind Control. Here with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. A weekly program dedicated to new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical and inspired disposition, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard some insipid prog from Talius Van and the Bright and Morning Star Band, the father of your moment. Talius Van is the nom de plume. Well, he has many nom de plumes. Talius Van is the recording artist nom de plume of Anthony Delavan, the cult leader nom de plume of Anthony Delavan is Gabriel of Urantia. He is the leader of something called the Global Community Communications Alliance in Sedona. He is a blowhard, pretentious, untalented Nimrod. Although his cult, he really has cultivated, get it? a whole aesthetic out there in Sedona. He has managed to make his compound look exactly like the desert Tatooine planet from Star Wars, like those huts that Luke Skywalker lived in, those round huts. So they all live in those things. The same kind of clothing, like from Star Wars Episode 1. Episode 4, A New Hope, that he makes everyone wear, like that kind of thing. With the robe and the boots and everything. So it's sort of a sci-fi Urantia, Book of Urantia inspired thing. Founded in 1989 to foster a society of truth, beauty, and goodness, of hope and destiny fulfillment, of unity without uniformity, and higher understanding through the study of revelatory concepts taught in the Urantia book and the Cosmic Family volumes. He calls it a university. The programs at the university are instrumental for accomplishing a world point of view in all departments of human thinking, feeling, and doing. He calls it the Avalon Organic Gardens and Eco Village and the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. It's very verbose and pretentious. Thinks very highly of himself. Does consider himself a deific incarnation. Probably the worst thing about this cult is that he makes his followers sing backup on his records, repeating his insipid verses, or just singing yeah, 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 yeah. It's really sad. So anyway, yeah, it seems like everyone in this cult is somehow involved in either his musical project or another musical project that is founded in the Avalon Eco Village or whatever it's called. Okay, so moving right along. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, for many years, was an innocuous college-based Christian cult, much like Campus Crusade and a host of others, where they would set up on college campuses and rope in the kids using various manipulative tactics. Campus ministry. Sometime in 2013, 2014, they decided they would no longer allow homosexual students in their fold. And this caused a huge controversy. Apparently, there are many gay Christians in these kinds of things, and they alienated a rather large portion of their flock, and this caused a huge rift, a huge controversy. Now I don't know. I don't think they've backed off from it. They're just continuing to isolate the whole LGBTQ thing. I don't really understand the connection. If you're same-sex minded, why you would fall for something like this? That, but who's to say, right? I mean, it all depends on your interpretation of the Gospels. But like I said, before that, they were just your normal average college Christian cult. It didn't have this attack on wokeism or diversity. It wasn't talked about. It wasn't thought of. So what they did have before all this is some great music. They had a band. I guess they would put on festivals and concerts to get the kids hooked on Jesus. And one of the bands that they had that they toured with was The Excursions, which is probably one of the hardest, heaviest acts in the whole Christian contemporary rock scene of the 70s, which is kind of interesting. So I'm going to play some music from The Excursions from what I think is their only release from 1971, self-titled record, as a remembrance of what InterVarsity Christian Fellowship used to be. Before the in-house diversity panic and attack on wokeism. I'll be right back.
look around you, the ground is suddenly dry. The rain has been forgiven, and you know why. So you take the truth and you eat it with a grin. Ah, lucky man, look at the shape you're in.
Oh yeah.
Now you can smile when you walk around. You've got a mind and body that sound. Hearing your rap is a lot of fun. Hearing you relate how the sun has shone warm and dried up your ground.
behind me the truth I will not hide. For there's a reason Jesus died, to change a man within the soul, to put inside an eternal goal. But that's really me and you, and until we believe it's true, the world will remain deranged. It will be the same till its people are changed. If I told you what has happened to me, I lived in fear, no one was near, my whole life was drained from me. I told you that my whole life was changed. Someone came to me, showed me the way. My whole life was rearranged. About Jesus, how he lived and died so long ago. I said, I've heard that before, but he said there is more. Then he told me a whole lot of things I just didn't know. Now I was raised in Chicago, and I made it there on my own. Yet even when things went right, you know, I did it all up at night. Even then I was so alone. A chance to get a new life. I did, and now it's up to you. Now if you're ever passing through Chicago, chances are I won't be around. See, I pack up my guitar, jump into my car, and go telling people just what it is I found. And go telling people just who it is I found. And go telling people just what it is.
the Excursions set of tunes from their first and last record, The Excursions. Would you believe it's been set down and dry ground from the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship? Back when they hooked kids on Jesus with heavy rock. Now they just rely on homophobia and wokeophobia, villainizing the left. We're going to stay in the heavy cult jam area for the time being and hear from the Love Family. Or the Church of Jesus Christ at Armageddon. This was probably one of the more notorious communal religious movements that came out of the 60s. Started in Seattle. Someone named Paul Erdman, who was a television salesman, came home one day and told everyone that he was the living manifestation of love. Changed his name to Love Is Real. Get it? And I guess essentially he was a god, or the god. Everyone worshipped him, and they started this whole communal thing. Practiced group marriage, although Love Is Real was the only husband, lucky him. Unauthorized sexual relationships were not allowed. Neither was birth control. So, as you can imagine, a lot of kids came out of this cult. I guess they were all his. Women were expected to do housekeeping and cooking, serving the men first at meals. They eliminated the need for women's liberation by being righteous with each other. Women were supposed to bow when entering a room occupied by a man and were not allowed to speak unless spoken to. Wow. For a bunch of hippies to embrace this level of misogyny, it's pretty bizarre. So this went on for a number of years until sometime in the early 2000s, they went bankrupt and Love Israel died. But I think there's a house somewhere in Seattle where, like, the geriatric remains of this cult all live together. So what's interesting, this is a perfect example of a religious cult that did a lot of jamming almost every day, but very few recordings. I don't believe they ever made an official record or anything like that. So, the recordings that are available are very sparse and they're very badly recorded, but I guess we just got to take what's offered. I did my best to edit them. It's not great, but it's one of the few recordings out there. of the Love Family jamming in their righteous, misogynistic way. This is from 1980, some gathering at one of their homes. And, yeah, I'll be right back. occult jam so heavy that they damaged the audio tape as they recorded it. From the Love family around 1980, one of their gatherings. And if you're still with us, that is the end of the Cult Hippie Jam Set. We are now going to hear some more damaged recordings, though not from hippies, this time from a Korean cult known as Universal Human Body Energy. Vietnamese, actually. Wang Min Dong apparently had amazing prana energy powers that he learned from some invisible master from Sri Lanka. Started the Universal Energy Cult, where you had to pay a lot of money to get in and harness the amazing chakra energy. Students learned how to use the chakras. Energy can be transferred to people who need it. And apparently you can... The one thing that's interesting about this somatic chakra energy cult is that it also allows you to see into the future. So apparently Luang Min Dong made all these predictions about how the world was going to adopt all this chakra energy technology after the year 2000, and we'd be floating instead of walking and all this. Strangely enough, he died of cancer. Even though he claimed to have body energy powers, and I think he claimed to be immortal, but it just wasn't meant to be. The cult still exists. I have a recording of them at one of their gatherings. I think this is some kind of memorial for Luang Min Dong. It'll give you an idea of what this is all about. And then that should take us to the top of the hour. So I'm going to let you know that this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn. kiếp người bao năm mê lòng trong tâm tôi rực sáng tình thương gieo vui ngày hội phút giây này con đợi đã từ lâu tôi đến nơi đây một cuộc tối đời hồn gieo gọi chân tâm về với sắc son có tin yêu hy vọng đời đạo sông tu tâm linh truyền hóa hướng con về giải thoát kiếp phù sơi mỗi bước con đi là gieo muôn sắc thơm thơm hương giác ngộ qua hết rồi bao tháng năm phiền não vô minh nặng chịu gánh tham sân tô trên sao phần lực sang người tâm bồ tát con đường theo anh đạo hạnh phúc thay đời con có tu hạnh phúc nào bằng tô ở trong
trở lại với bài hợp ca của hai thiên đường Boston và Modern. Bài hợp ca kế tiếp là bài Mau về với sư tổ thơ Phạm Lê Rô, phổ nhạc Nguyễn Thiện Lý. Xin mời anh hợp ca. Down, down,
didn't take you, no, I'm going down. Clio, 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 and down now. Deeper than the deepest ocean. Deeper than the deepest ocean can go. You know I'm going down.
bitsa bana bana ba tlobosa dipotso ka tsela tse matla ba tsamaya ba botsa ba tšhentšha menagano ya lefatshe o ya baba ba tsamaya ba botsa ba tšhentšha menagano ya lefatshe ona Haza ye ba 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 ye Rato, holo ba sogo sege, holo mama wo yo yo ye, kali rato le na yo 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 yo. Yeah.